This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday, as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity from earlier this week and the end of last week. They include intoxicated subject at Juby's Trailer Court. RP advisor boyfriend was intoxicated, threw himself in front of her vehicle, and was laying in the middle of the road. In disposition, unable to locate. Yeah, we're not going in there for one drunk at Juby's.
But that's so romantic.
Yeah. Good old Juby's, though, Russ.
And I wonder how they met back in the day.
Yeah, he threw himself in front of her shopping cart at the grocery store.
Bartender, see there, I want to send that girl 10 drinks.
Okay.
Citizen contact, Green Acre Mobile Home Park. You're not going to be a Juby's. Come on.
But they're number two. They keep trying.
Yeah, they do keep trying. Patrol Extra. Suspicious activity at Millstone. A male dancing in traffic. Now walking by Sunlight Sports. Short brown hair. Red long sleeve sweatshirt, gray pants, disposition. Arrest made
for bad dancing.
Let's see what the arrest was for. Well, it was a 22-year-old arrested for probation violation under the influence of a controlled substance and pedestrian obedience to traffic devices. Yeah, you can't dance through a stoplight, Russ.
Was he grabbing his crotch and singing in falsetto?
No,
was he moonwalking?
He wasn't doing any of that. He was, I'm not sure what kind of dance he was doing, but he ran a red light. He was not obeying traffic devices while being under the influence at 12:40 in the afternoon, right?
You must be obedient.
Yeah, so he had a good lunch is what happened.
I guess, yeah.
And then left dancing. Assault, Cody Steakhouse. RP states he was assaulted by a coworker. Disposition. See, case. There's lots of knives at a steakhouse, Russ.
Yeah, no kidding.
You don't want to get into a brawl there. So nobody was dancing in the street after that.
He hit me over the head with a ribeye.
Miscellaneous assistance on Blystein. RP says he was going through his dumpster, and he believes that there are items that appear to be stolen mixed in with the garbage. So he's got some cool stuff out of his dumpster as he was going through it.
Well, did he recently experience like a break-in and have things stolen?
I don't know. So they appear to be stolen. As he was going through his dumpster. See, and I haven't gone through my dumpster in a long time, Russ. I need to do that. It's on my checklist. Get there.
I got a few months. It's not tax filing season.
Yeah, that's true.
Where did I put those papers?
Property lost, Cody area. RP lost his backpack that had extra ammo, a knife, and his medication.
Oh,
disposition informational. Oh.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, at least he doesn't have any ammo on him.
Yeah, that's his extra ammo, Russ, when he runs out of his regular.
Let's hope he has extra medication.
Yeah, and I'm not sure which group is issuing these backpacks with medication, knives, and ammo in it. Got to check that out. Animal.
Is there any free lunch in there?
Yeah. Animal call other at McDonald's. RP says he has a dog at McDonald's. He's tired of waiting for the owner to show up. He wants the police department to come and get the dog at McDonald's. Disposition. Return to owner. Bet that dog's tail was shaking once he went into McDonald's. I'll take that. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Animal stray, 35th Street, large white standard poodle heading north, unable to locate. So it's it was blocking traffic and everything. That's how large it was.
Yeah, poodles can get pretty big.
Yeah.
But still, you know, way to keep him down, though. He's just a standard.
Yeah, standard
he's
poodle.
Not a fancy poodle.
No, and not the extra large one that wrecks villages in Japan. Not that big a poodle. Yeah. So.
Poodlezilla?
Poodle Kong!
Yeah!
Miscellaneous assistance, lane 13 and a half. Questions on gun laws and hunting. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. I guess Game and Fish is not answering their phone. Okay. So it's Cody Cops have to answer that. Civil standby, Salisbury. RP requesting civil standby for someone to collect some belongings from the house. You got to have a cop by in case things get uncivil. So. Harassment on Rumsey. RP state subject has been showing up at her house and work unannounced. She asks that he stop coming to the residence, her work, and to quit texting her. He's not stopping. Disposition assistance given. So,
well, maybe she'll change her mind on the 10,000th text.
Yeah, that's when you know. That's when the stalkers finally get their prey, I guess. So
we all know how much the ladies like persistence.
Arr, we're back again.
I hate the power change.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if that would be a good job to have as a stalker announcer, Russ, so that they're always being announced. Here's Sir Stalker.
He's on the 40. He's on the 30. Oh! And down he goes. Denied.
Yeah, when you show up unannounced. I'm not sure how you're supposed to announce yourself when he keeps texting her. That's announcing.
Ding, 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 ding. Stalker. And, you know, we joke and make it, but it can get real serious.
Oh, man. It must be drive people nuts.
Don't stalk people.
Yeah.
And if you are being stalked, don't brush it off. Make a phone call.
Yeah. And make sure the people know about it so that, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a stalker. A firework complaint, Beck Avenue. RP said he heard multiple firecrackers. Well, like sounds coming from across the street, unable to locate. Once they light them, Russ, they run.
Yeah. Yeah, right there on the instructions.
Yeah, it's right there. It says. Or it has a picture of a stick figure guy, you know, blowing up.
Ooh, I don't want to be that guy. Yeah.
Assist other agency, County Road 3CXS. Yeah. Let's see. Saw a vehicle matching description. Go into Juby's trailer court. Cody police units advise they will head that way. RP says her ex-husband hit her last night and took her gun and medication, which is issued once you check into Juby's, Russ. Here's your gun and medication.
Here's your pit bull.
Disposition assistance given. So there you go.
And your entry for the Juby Days Queen.
Yeah, so suspicious activity, E Avenue. RP advisors, a blue Dodge truck, two or three males driving back and forth on E Avenue with lights off. Looks like the male shot a buck with an arrow and is out there after the buck now. Disposition unfounded. So they're hunting on E Avenue, Russ, and with a bow and arrow. They shot a deer, and the deer ran away. Yeah. And
as these deer tend to do with an arrow sticking out of the side.
Yeah, and these guys are, they're sportsmen, Russ. That's how that worked. Littering, Sheridan Avenue. RP says there's a trailer unloading Christmas trees at a lot that has signs saying no dumping. Vehicle description, Dodge Dually unknown color, pulling a gray snowmobile trailer already left heading east. Disposition unable to locate. So the lot actually has a no dumping sign. That's where these people say, here's a good place.
Well,
that sign doesn't pertain to us.
Are they from last Christmas?
I don't know.
Those trees must be in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, so loading Christmas tree, unloading Christmas trees. Hmm. So suspicious activity, Bighorn Avenue, lift purple pickup, no tailgate. RP advised that it was following her when she was at Juby's about 50 minutes ago. Truck just drove by and heading toward Beacon Hill, drove by slowly and honked. That's how you find a future bride, Russ. You just drive by and honk.
In your purple truck.
Maybe yell out something sexual, you know.
You know, we haven't heard any calls out of Juby's lately. We're making up for it today.
Oh, yeah. Disposition assistance given. So, yeah, when that lift purple pickup with no tailgate. Well, that's a limousine.
And
so.
Is there a way to coyly honk?
Yeah. You're unless you get one of those little, like a little song when you honk, you know, that would be nice. So maybe a love theme that's a part of your honking, you know, so you just get their attention. Animal Bite, Park County Animal Shelter, cat bit by employee. So that's not going to be one that's adopted right away, I'm guessing. So come no one adopts this cute cat here. Well, yeah.
It's got teeth marks on it.
Yeah, that's right. And is that human flesh in its mouth? So, miscellaneous assistance, Blystein, RP states she had a package delivered to her that says narcotics on it. Well, maybe it's a suggestion.
You seem like you need drugs. Here you go.
Let's buy her some.
Somebody who's never, not too familiar with the post office. Ah, let's just put what it is on there.
Yeah, and then I'm not sure exactly where you can order a lot of narcotics from. So,
yeah, know.
You know, maybe Mexico. Don't know.
I don't know.
So. Traffic stop, 19th Street. Driver warned for a blue light on the front and illegal window tint. Look at me. I have no personality, but look at my vehicle.
It has tons of personality.
And then, oh, I got a ticket. So, let's see. Traffic stop. Not using a turn signal. Yeah, you don't want to do that at night. Traffic stop, Sheridan Avenue. Driver cited for possession of marijuana. No insurance. Warned for driving without headlights.
Oh,
yeah, driving down the road without headlights after your dope says it wants to go for a ride.
Take me.
Yeah, but don't turn on the headlights, though.
Nobody
Cops
will.
Won't pull you over.
No one
no.
will know.
No. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge Endurance Center, where Tim is still afraid to go into Juby's trailer court. Don't know why. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter report.